It's time for the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. Serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously.
What's new, Nate?
I'm IRL right now.
No one knows what that means.
In real life. I'm actually in the studio.
Nate is in my house.
Yes, we are back to the old days like it used to be.
Which, the irony of all that is that he told me he would be in my house.
I did.
Like a month ago. I'm coming home for Mother's Day. Then you came home 2 weeks later.
Right.
And then you came home 2 weeks later.
Right.
So I'm loving this rotation.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to be home again in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Awesome. For a whole week.
Yeah. Well, we're fishing that week.
We're fishing all week.
Oh my God, it's almost vacation. Best day of my life.
We'll play a rerun for our listeners that week.
Will we?
Yeah. Maybe a best of compilation.
Oh. I have to start working on that now.
Mm-hmm. Already on it.
Okay, good. But we are going to do a podcast while we're there.
Yes.
Right? That is the plan.
That is the plan. A live podcast. Well,
we're semi-live. Semi-live.
Yeah. All semi-live. Podcasts are live, I guess, but not live.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not ready for prime time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We just went from Cast and Blast FL to Cast and Blast CA. What's new, Trav?
Well, we're going to do boat snacks today, so we've brought in some ringers. Or a ringer. We brought Kaylee Grace back.
Again?
Of Nate's sister fame.
Right.
And also of episode 20, Kaylee's first duck hunt fame.
And Boat Songs Draft.
And the Boat Songs Draft. She's a recurring co-host. Say hello, Kaylee Grace.
Hi, everybody.
That's good. You just hang out there for a minute.
Thanks. Word limit.
What is new with you, Emily?
What's new with me is, guys, our pleas are working. We have another review on iTunes, and it's a 5-star review, so they're listening to you and not me, which I guess is good. It says, procrastination enabling, a great podcast if you like to fish and hunt in Florida. The only podcast that understands and talks about the Florida specifics of outdoor activities. Been listening since the fall, so they're OG. Been listening since the fall and was hooked as it was duck season. It's cool that the show generally traditions on topics as my life and hobbies do. Keep up the good work.
Who's that from?
That's from, I don't know. Tell me who wrote that.
Procrastination Enabling is the name of that listener. So right. Thank you.
Thank you, Procrastination
Your
Enabling.
Your mom must have hated you. Oh, we have one more from Angler Al. Another new one. Great podcast that covers all things hunting, fishing, and outdoors. The podcast team makes the show fun to listen. Highly recommend. Thanks, guys.
Excellent.
Now we're up to 51 reviews.
That is outstanding.
We broke the 50 barrier.
We have broke the 50 barrier.
Love it.
Listen, more important than the reviews, maybe. Well, no, because nothing's more important than reviews right now because they help people find us.
Really?
But did you guys, I know you saw this because we all got tagged in it. We have to Do You Even Model, Bro, somebody.
Oh.
We haven't had to do one of those in quite some time.
Wow.
But you know where I'm going with this, right?
I think I do. Yes.
Yeah. Joe Polito. He's out there posting pictures of, I don't know if they were Egyptian ducks or they were greenhead mallards that were like molted. I don't know what they were because it looked like it was videoed with a potato. But he tagged us and did models or hybrids. And so for that, Joe Polito,
do you even model, bro? What a troll.
The ducks were chasing off an alligator.
They were. It was this incredible. It was incredible footage.
Yeah. Nature.
It was just filmed with a cell phone from like 1983.
Yeah. What we needed, it was a flip phone camera.
Absolutely.
The Razor.
The Razor.
What we needed was Snoop Dogg narrating that.
Yes.
That's what would have put that over the top.
Yes. That would have been amazing.
I wonder if we could do a segment where if Snoop Dogg were to be here and narrate an outdoors event.
Too soon.
No?
Too soon.
You think that's too charged? Yeah.
Not right. In Trump's America.
Wow. So today, episode number
36.
Man, time flies when you're having fun.
This is happening.
Yeah.
Episode 36 is Boat Snacks, which Kaylee and I are like super excited about.
Nate and I don't even need to be here, which is ironic because you could combine Emily and Kaylee weight wise and be less than either one of us.
True.
This like we'd have true. A fourth grader left over. But I feel as though you and Kaylee are the OGs of Boat Snacks.
I'm prepared. I'm usually prepared.
I'm not prepared, but I can all wing it. You just eat what I bring.
Well, you're prepared from a boat snap perspective.
Yes,
usually.
Not prepared to be here right now talking about
that's
it. But
fine.
I mean, any chance to talk about snacks, I'm all in.
There you go.
This is going to be kind of draft.
Kind of.
So, okay, so Nate set some different rules.
Yeah, so basically we're going to do a drink round. What's your favorite drink on the boat? And you can't take anybody else's pick. A favorite snack round on the boat, or, you know, in the woods, wherever you like to eat snacks.
Wherever you recreate.
And then the
hashtag
after,
my backcountry.
Right. Hashtag my backcountry. And your favorite after recreation meal.
Boom. So, I'm excited about that one.
I'm excited about it.
All right. So I was preparing for this episode and I did a Google. I just Googled boat snacks. And there are some weird things people bring on a boat.
Bananas.
That's not even funny. Don't even joke. Here is the first one on the first link I clicked on. German potato salad.
What?
Wait, what?
That is okay. I don't eat potato salad, but isn't that the stuff that goes bad?
Yeah, if you don't keep it cold.
Isn't that what Michael Scott took to the dinner party that time?
And yes.
He left it in his car all day?
I feel like any mayonnaise-based item does not need to be on a boat.
Bingo.
Thank you.
Bingo.
Rule one.
Rule number one. Like, so that's common sense.
We should make a t-shirt. No mayonnaise-based items
on the
boats.
Boat, ever.
Or nothing if not eloquent.
Stitch that in a pillow.
So I feel like this is setting the table for the episode because obviously the internet has lost its mind.
They're wrong.
We are the resident experts on boat snacks. So people, let's just set the baseline right there.
Yeah.
The second thing on this bullet list is...
Hang on. I'm sorry. And forgive me because I'm not a potato salad guy. Is German potato salad a thing? Like, is that different than...
I have no idea. I've not never very heard good it. At distinguishing between potato
Are we doing
salad.
Nationality-based potato salads now?
We can't talk about that right now.
Oh, it's too soon?
It's too soon.
Okay, sorry.
Snoop Dogg does not approve. Okay, the second thing is
Russians.
Pasta salad skewers. What? Who are these people?
Wait,
where
I'm sorry.
Where was this written? Like, who wrote
pasta
this?
The internet. Pasta salad skewers?
This sounds like... sailboating out of Nantucket Island
in
the Northeast. Like, this does not sound like any.
This is Connecticut boating.
Right. Yeah.
Like, these people
the
are
Hamptons.
Wearing. It looks like a Tommy Hilfiger ad.
They're, for sure.
Right. Polo Ralph Lauren ad.
They're wearing like sweaters. And
yeah, they have the sweater draped over.
I just pictured like Matt Bomer, who's like the best looking man on the planet, on the boat eating these things.
And they're wearing like bright pastels.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And like, sweaters tied around the front of their
right.
With,
their chest
with
Ray-Bans
and their hair is like perfectly gelled.
So some other stuff just really quick. Cold sesame noodles, tahini pineapple tofu wrap.
What?
Dude, I would come off the, you know, on a sailboat they have those things around the edges, like they're like rails.
Yeah
I'll get on the rails and Jimmy Superfly Snuka down onto their table of snacks with my elbow. I just crush it.
You would be dead.
No, I would kill all their snacks.
Rainbow fruit skewers.
No one does this.
I feel like these are yacht snacks.
Nutella hazelnut shortbread cookies.
No, no one. I guarantee you, 10,000 people have listened to this podcast, 10,000 plus at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them have eaten Nutella.
What?
Yeah. I've eaten Nutella.
No one eats Nutella on the regular.
You can't base your preferences off normal.
If you look in the pantry and Nutella is all you got, that's when you eat it.
Nutella is amazing.
You don't hit it on the reg.
Okay, let me flip over to one that is more our speed.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Cold fried chicken.
Heck yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's legit.
Peanut butter and jelly
Let me
sandwiches.
Go back to the fried chicken.
Publix fried chicken?
As a pro tip, yes. Publix fried chicken. And if you get boxes of it, you don't even have to keep it in the ice chest. Just leave it out on the deck. It'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't go bad.
There are some boat owners who will not let greasy food on their boat because they don't want people to slip. They said they won't even do greasy potato chips.
Dude, why are you letting that food hit the deck of the boat?
That's
right.
It should just
amateur
be going
hour.
In your mouth.
That should be part of your captain's test.
But here's the theme overall between like the first list I was giving you and even these ones that have food that we eat. So many people brought salads on the boat, and I cannot understand how you make
for
that
what
work.
What reason?
There's no place for a salad on a boat.
Black bean and corn salad. Three bean salad. Salads.
What's up with the bean salads?
No.
I don't know. Sounds like a fart party to me. Too soon.
Yeah, I feel like wherever you found that was, you should have gone to like Reddit.
That
for boat snacks.
Why are we not crowdsourcing every episode on Reddit before we do it?
We should give Reddit an executive producer credit.
Someone take a note.
A Reddit credit.
Also wraps. So like I do
like
actually
M&M?
Do this. Yeah. No, Pedro. Not like Eminem. God.
Or Snoop Dogg.
Chance the Rapper.
Either one.
I don't even come back from that. Like a wrap with meat and cheese.
You like that?
I do love that.
That's but a you form like of a sandwich.
You yeah, like it when your exactly. dad makes the wrap and he cuts them into little pinwheels for you.
Yes, oh, and then they're same. Just like...
Oh, those are awesome.
I Publix like makes them like pre-made.
Yes, girl.
Lunch every day.
Let me say this. For the purpose of this show, everyone listening here, when they go to eat lunch or when they go to eat their snack, their fingers smell like shrimp or true. Duck feathers yeah. or something. Like you gotta take that into account when you're snacking.
Yeah.
It's got to be something you can eat on a tip of a pocket knife.
Absolutely.
So that was kind of what the internet had to say. I just wanted to...
The internet's wrong.
Get us warmed yeah. up and throw some things yeah, out
we'll
there.
Fix that real quick.
Yep.
Nate, get this going. What is your boat snack drink?
My favorite beverage to have on the boat. I'm going non-alcoholic here.
Whoa. Okay.
It's the OG.
It is. I know exactly where you're
You know
going.
Exactly what I'm going to pick. It's Yoo-Hoo's.
Yeah.
He's 100%.
Right. Yeah.
You let a Yoo-Hoo sit in the cooler for a few hours... And then, like, the ice starts melting.
Down
when
the
bit.
Ice is melted, it's
and it's like kind of floating, but it's like down
you get
the bottom.
Frostbite getting it?
Yes. And you got to, like, dig around a little bit. That Yoo-Hoo right there, the first sip of that Yoo-Hoo, after you shake it and let it sit oh, yeah. for a second, is one of the most glorious things ever.
One thing you're wrong about, it's not the first sip, there's one sip.
Yeah,
when you drink like a Yoo-Hoo, yeah, you yeah. chug the Yoo-Hoo. Like you don't let it set at all. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like you could Yoo-Hoo. Drop that mic if it wasn't going to break the soundboard. I would say drop the mic. Yeah. Let's just end the episode.
Yeah, yeah. No, Yoo-Hoos are the OG boat drink for me.
Yeah.
It's what I grew up drinking on the boat. It's just what I love to drink while I'm on the boat.
And it tastes better on the boat.
I'd say
if you were to do that at home, it's not the same.
I'm not going to get a Yoo-Hoo at the 7-Eleven.
No way.
At the racetrack.
No. I drink Yoo-Hoos once a year.
On the
when
boat.
When we're at the beach. Yes.
Yeah. That sounds so good right now.
Do you want a Yoo-Hoo?
I do.
Really
in fact,
does.
I have Yoo-Hoos in our refrigerator out there, the beer fridge, from last year's beach vacation with our families.
Yes.
That will go
those.
Back in the cooler.
I was about to
they're
say,
fine.
Are they still good?
Oh,
no, they're completely
fine.
Artificial. There's nothing real in a Yoo-Hoo. Ooh.
It's not milk. It's water.
Excuse me,
yeah.
everyone.
It's nothing, not chocolate milk.
Yeah, it's fine. Just shake it up good. It'll be
all
money.
Right. All right.
Kaylee?
Are we doing... Non-alcoholic or alcoholic?
You can
are we
do whatever,
around?
You want.
Whatever,
whatever
you,
you
want.
Want.
Okay, I went alcoholic. Sorry.
Surprise.
My favorite is an ice cold, kind of same as like a Yoo-Hoo, like you want to dig around for it. It's really ice cold Miller Lite.
Really?
Yes. Like if I'm on a boat, that's no matter what time, I'm craving that.
Yes, 8 o'clock in the morning, a beer
it's
is
like,
acceptable
okay,
on a
it's
boat.
It's Miller time, let's do this.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only time you cannot be an alcoholic and drink that early.
Definitely.
Is on a boat.
I agree with that.
I think it's okay to eat anything at any time on a boat. Like even if you're at like 8 a.m. and you're having a
totally
sandwich
agree.
And a beer,
sure.
that's fine.
Totally yeah. agree.
As long as you aren't holding a gun.
I had a ham sandwich yesterday at 7:30.
Did you?
Yep.
Baller.
I was starving.
Something about being outdoors like that makes you hungrier.
Yeah.
Yes. I have to eat like every hour when I'm fishing.
Well, and when you're fishing, you got to pick your spots.
That's right.
When you're duck hunting, you have some lulls. So you can eat in between, and typically when you're duck hunting and you eat during those lulls, the ducks come in. So it's kind of a good duck call.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's underrated. What about you? Beverage on a boat?
Oh, Ultra, Hundo P, ice cold bottom of the got to be in a glass bottle. I'm not about that can life. I don't really love those bottles that are like metal. What are those things?
Oh, like the aluminum bottles.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like the glass.
She likes glass.
See,
and I allow that on the boat.
And I'm can all the way.
Can.
No matter what.
Straight up.
And when I say Miller, I mean, I'll drink really any beer if it's cold enough, mm-hmm. but Miller's my go-to.
No, it's funny you say that because as a guide, there's a line there. Half will drink Miller Lite. 45% will do Miller Lite. 45% will do Ultra. And there's like 10% that like brings whatever they drink.
Yeah.
It ranges from PBR to Dos Equis. Mm-hmm. There's no telling what you're going to end up with at the end
of
the day.
Yeah.
Oh, PBR. What about you, Trav?
For me, not being an alcoholic like some folks, it's all about Code Red Mountain Dew. That is my
favorite boat drink.
And one of my favorite games to play with clients is the kids, you know, because we dump everything in one ice chest. The kids are always like, oh, there's a Code Red Mountain Dew in there. And I'm like, dude, if you drink that, you're getting put out. I'm feeding you to alligators. Plus, I'm going to be grumpy in about 30 minutes. But yeah, I love Mountain Dew. Like that's my high school drink, the green Mountain Dew. Whatever
oh, yeah.
is that? Just Mountain Dew?
Just regular
Mountain
Dew.
I don't think there's.
But then they came out with Code Red while I was either late high school or right after I graduated, and that's been my go-to soft drink beverage of choice.
It's low I love a good Code Red every now and then.
Have you had the Baja Blast
that
Mountain
is,
Dew from Taco Bell?
That is a cold ice-filled cup of garbage.
I knew he was going to say that.
I love it.
I like it.
When I go to Taco Bell, like, I'll get that.
Nothing
That's
good
what I'll get.
About Baja Blast.
All right.
Cherry or vanilla is where you should end drink flavors. You know what I mean? You can have a cherry Coke. You can have vanilla Coke. You can't have anything. You can't have blueberry Coke. Or
is Code Red cherry Mountain Dew?
Yes.
Cherry okay. Mountain Dew.
You like cherry things in general.
I do.
All right. So that wraps up round one. We have Yoo-Hoo, beer, Code Red Mountain Dew, beer. The girls for the beer.
I know.
So weird, right? So we're now to the snack round. So Nate, why don't you start us off?
So I'm going to start broad and kind of work my way in.
Do we need some visuals? Like, should we set up a projector?
If you have them, I will gladly eat them. I'm going to go Little Debbie's.
Okay.
Oh.
Just as a yes. broad category.
Didn't even think about
it. I didn't either.
That's a pro move.
Yeah.
If this were a draft, you won.
Specifically, oatmeal cream pies and fudge rounds.
Boom.
Fudge rounds. Yeah. I like the Star Crunch.
Or Cosmic Brownies or Star Crunch.
Star Crunch. Cosmic Brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
No one. Swiss okay, rolls. Hold on. Star Crunch? No yeah. one eats Star Crunch.
That's what Grace Anderson does.
You trade away at lunch for something else.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay, y'all are wrong. It's fine.
If you go to Publix right now and check the date on those Star Crunch, it's like 1982.
If I had one right now, I might.
Maybe Little Debbie hasn't made those in 40 years. They just made one batch and put them out in the stores. No one's ever eaten them.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me live my life.
Come on.
They are the probably not the best Little Debbie
it's
snack
It's not
out
my
there.
Favorite, but I like it. Jeez. But it's okay.
Oatmeal
it.
Cream
Own
pies and fudge rounds are like the goats.
Absolutely.
And then everything else kind of trickles down underneath that. But
so are you talking like the regular size fudge rounds?
Or no,
you get
jumbo.
The
you got to get the jumbo.
Yeah.
Like the Sam's like fudge rounds.
The size, they're like as big as your hand. They're
all
like,
right.
Yeah.
How do you store those in the boat?
See, I haven't had one cold in a long time, but you definitely want to keep them in the ice chest.
Yeah.
Cold.
Okay. So this is why Star Crunch doesn't even belong in this conversation. Let me go. I didn't know you were going Little Debbie, but this is an area of expertise for me. I've been training for this moment my entire life. It all comes down to this. Little Debbie snack or oatmeal cream pie and fudge round in the cooler, like
yeah.
on top
yeah.
of your
yeah.
NRA.
You don't
want to
get soggy, though.
The Yeti you bought when the NRA still liked them.
Right.
Okay, your old, your gun-friendly Yeti. Yeah, you want them in the basket on top of that. But they're yeah. in those little plastic wrappers, so they don't really get soggy unless they sink down into water and you get some penetration.
Like, yeah, yeah.
But were you? I don't know that you call these out. The peanut butter bars?
The Nutter Butters?
No.
No, those Nutter Butters are good, but yeah, what are they called though?
I think they're called peanut butter bars.
I think
they're
they
like
are too.
Chocolate around
like
a peanut.
Wafers. Yes.
I have never had that.
What?
Yeah.
They're so good.
And the Nutty Buddies.
Nutty Buddies.
Those are the wafer ones.
Yeah.
Both of those in the ice chest.
Game over.
Dude. It's like a salvation type moment. But that's where it ends. Like you don't there's no need for Cosmic Brownies, there's no need for Star Crunch, there's no need for Zebra Cake. I don't even think
zebra
cakes.
Zebra cakes.
Those are
no.
gross.
We have a family member that enjoys a zebra cake every once in a while.
Disown them.
Right? Is it Will of the 2 Minute Will?
Yeah. Will of 2 Minute Will fame.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
Do not say that.
Dude, he eats zebra cakes.
Okay, wait. So you said Star Crunch?
Yeah,
no,
I don't
she
like
hasn't
zebra
gone
cakes.
Yet, though.
Oh, you haven't gone yet. You were
no,
just piggybacking.
That wasn't, yeah, I was just.
She was commenting on the Little Debbie pick.
Man,
the greatest
that was,
pick of all time.
That was. Jeez.
Next.
I was going to go healthier. Which is odd for me. But those little orange cutie things.
Yes.
They're just so
now.
Refreshing.
Aren't
and I can eat
oranges?
Like 17 of them.
No, they're called cuties.
But
thank
they're oranges,
you.
Right?
They're like mandarin orange.
They're not, little. They're mini baby ones.
They're baby ones and they're sweeter. Travis is
they
never.
They are super good. They are really good.
Travis can't even peel an orange. And I have a Facebook post to prove all that.
You're
so.
You're a how many generation Floridian? You
yeah,
can't peel
a lot.
Orange? Yeah.
I suck at it.
All right, great.
Did you just want that as a soundbite?
Yeah. I'm going to make it a ringtone. My, jeez, oh, I have to have two. I cannot just have one boat snack. Like,
break
what
the
kinda,
rules.
What kind of, well, Nate for had two Little Debbies.
This is true. I did pick two Little
well,
Debbies.
I think he picked the Little Debbie brand entirely.
Yeah, but he named two specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean.
He was right.
I
And
look,
so am I. And I will tell you my choices.
Okay,
I'll
let's hear it.
I'll allow
Thank
it.
You, Nathan. Okay, this is controversial. I can't believe I'm about to say this out loud. Broccoli and ranch.
Dip. Wrong.
Yeah. On the boat.
It's salty and crunchy. I don't know why.
Salty? How is it salty?
Is
ranch,
it ranch
isn't that salty.
Is it ranch,
ranch is salty?
Mayonnaise based?
I don't know. So I might be breaking that rule.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we do have a cooler, so it doesn't bother me.
What's your second pick?
Okay.
Let's move on.
Beef jerky.
Yeah, that's solid. Yeah.
Teriyaki beef jerky. So I'm salty on a boat. Like I need salt-based snacks. I'm not all fruity or sweet.
Broccoli and ranch?
Yeah.
Like how do you carry the ranch?
I put it in a little baby like this big around Tupperware container.
Okay.
For those of you who can't see me because radio isn't visual, I'm making a little circle with my hands and it's like 4 inches in diameter.
I know what you're talking about. The listeners will know. Yeah. They're smart people.
And I put ranch in that, and then I just like open it and dip and eat and dip and eat and dip and eat while I'm having my beer, and then I put it all back in the ice chest.
Sounds like it would fit in with the yacht club at the beginning of this episode.
I'm a fancy girl.
It feels like a lot of work.
But beef jerky I can get behind.
Yeah, that's in the duck blind or on the boat fishing. And I like the spicy teriyaki beef jerky the best.
Yeah, that's risky though. On a duck blind, 4:30 in the morning, eating some beef jerky. Spicy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to go too much spice.
What are they called? The marsh demons?
I would like to do
you
some
don't want the marsh demons.
Honorable mentions of snacks that I wasn't allowed to pick. One would be Muddy Buddies.
Yes.
They're a little messy for the boat.
Or Puppy Chow.
Yeah, Puppy Chow, some people call it. It's the Chex Mix peanut butter, chocolate, powdered sugar thing.
Heaven.
You could tell who chums for bait and who doesn't by their pick of snack.
Yes.
Yeah. I wear gloves when I chum, or there's like hand cleaner stuff in the boat.
I do not chum.
I do not wear gloves.
You don't do the things. I've mentioned this a couple of times on the show, the Publix sandwich with fruit thing. Do you get it at the deli?
Didn't you have this yesterday for lunch?
I would have it every day of my life for every meal.
Like the snack pack?
It's like a snack pack. It's half a sandwich with turkey and cheese and grapes and apples. Lunchable.
Yes.
But the honey mustard dressing is the trick. Like that comes with a... So good. Oh my God.
I know.
I'm addicted to it.
So good.
So those are my honorable mentions.
So I'm not actually much of a boat snacker. Like I get more caught up in the hunting and the fishing.
Right.
And the goal being to go eat after you're done. So I went with the OG non-Little Debbie snack. Do you know what that is? What is the ultimate boat snack that every 65-year-old man that goes fishing, every 73-year-old man that goes fishing has this in their tackle box?
A Twinkie.
Vienna sausages.
Vienna sausages.
Vienna sausages.
Like, how could you go wrong picking
Uncle
Vienna
Tim
sausages?
Uncle Tim's going to be proud of you.
Yeah, he is.
Well, yeah, I call that the Uncle Tim of snacks.
Right.
And Little Debbie, so he'll be proud about Little Debbie.
Uncle
too.
Tim of snacks.
He used to have like a little tackle box. It was full of like Vienna sausages, sardines, and just
it had no tackle
canned
in it.
Meats.
Oh,
yeah,
it was a snack
no tackle,
box.
No tackle. It was just a snack box,
sausage box.
And if you're ever hungry, if you're ever hungry,
no, it had sardines in it,
sardines,
anchovies,
spam,
ew,
Vienna sausages, different flavors of Vienna sausages.
Do you know what kipper snacks are?
No,
they're like pickled herring or something.
Oh dear,
God.
He would have that, and he would always have crackers.
Always crackers.
But here's the other thing. Like most people, that's like a in case of emergency break. Like you have it in case you get hungry while you're out there. For Uncle Tim, that's what he brought for lunch.
Right.
Like he frequently had to restock that tackle box because he was going to eat it. Okay. But he would share. Like it was a buffet.
Yeah. You never went hungry when you were hunting or fishing with Uncle Tim.
Uncle Tim is also the one, back when there was the Easy Foods chain of convenience stores, introduced us all to the potato log at 4:30 one morning. Like,
oh gosh,
that's
oh
what he would gosh. Go in there and get a potato log for breakfast. So I kind of give him credit for being a frontiersman in roller grill food.
Okay,
pioneer of roller grill food items,
connoisseur.
Yeah,
wow,
for sure. Anyway. All that to say,
Vienna sausages, that's a solid pick.
I'm like very mad at myself to use this term again in the same podcast, but that also sounds like a fart party to me.
No, Vienna sausages, I used to eat those a lot. Like I would eat them consistently growing up, mm-hmm. being around Uncle Tim and my dad and your dad. Then once I had kids of my own, like when you have babies, they sell meat sticks for baby food.
Yes.
Those are essentially Vienna sausages.
Yes.
That's the same thing.
Yep.
But I would still eat a can of Vienna sausages. And I will win a bet on a lot of trips by drinking the juice out of the Vienna sausage at the end.
Nice. Nice.
Pounding it down.
Do you ever pour some out to get the to track
Yeah,
the fish?
You sacrifice a little bit to the fish gods.
Yeah.
My dad always does that because his dad always did it.
Yeah.
Little tradition.
Pour a little out for your homies.
I've seen that.
Pour one out for your homies.
All right, Nate. What are we doing now?
Oh, this is the meal after the thing.
This is the most important part of eating around fishing and hunting.
So I feel like all of my picks have been gone back to like my childhood growing up vacationing at Little Gasparilla Island for a week, right? And I'm going to kind of stick with that theme. So my favorite meal after fishing or hunting is coming back to the cabin and all the lunch meat and the bread and the chips are out and you make yourself like three sandwiches.
Dude, Nate just stood up at the for our listeners. It's like,
yeah, he raised his hands.
It's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite meals ever. I mean, Kaylee can agree.
Yeah. I'm going to piggyback off that for mine.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you describe your perfect sandwich?
All right, hold on. Before you describe your sandwich, I want to jump in.
Okay.
For our listeners that don't know, we got a lot of new listeners. Our family, my parents, and Nate's and Kaylee's parents have for 25 years. Vacationed for 1 week a year on Little Gasparilla Island in Southwest Florida together. Mm-hmm. I think we've missed 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
And we usually, even on those years, we've overlapped by a couple of days.
So right.
We get together, we fish a lot. We have a big fish right at the end of the week. We hang out, we play card games, and we fish some more. Mm-hmm. So there's some context around why that's such a special time. Like that's our, we don't go to Disney World. We don't go snow skiing. We go to Little Gasparilla. That's the family vacation.
Right. That's it.
Go ahead and describe your perfect.
So my perfect sandwich should be white bread. It has to be white bread.
Soft white bread.
Soft white bread. Like, you know, Wonder. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Roast beef. Mm. Mayo. Mustard. And I don't like a lot of vegetables on my sandwich. I might throw some spinach on there.
Really?
Cheese?
Yeah. Definitely cheese. Like provolone cheese or.
Your dad's a little bit of a cheese snob. Like, he'll get some good
sometimes
cheese.
Sometimes we'll have like a good cheddar or like a Gouda. I love Gouda.
Yeah.
Love Gouda. So anyway, yeah, and like load it up. And then with some like Cheetos or Doritos. Or
Fritos,
those.
Maybe some Fritos.
See, I'm not a big Fritos guy.
Really?
I'm really not. Or those Cape Cod kettle chips.
Yeah.
Those things are the bomb.
Oh my gosh. Can we just go around and all of us talk about our favorite sandwich really fast as like a little interview?
Yeah, because that was going to be my favorite
I'm into
meal.
This, so you go.
Okay, so piggybacking off him, my favorite sandwich is the bread is sliced multigrain from Publix Bakery. Buffalo chicken.
Oh, from the Boar's Head Buffalo Chicken.
Boar's Head Buffalo Chicken. Cheese, it just depends on what I'm feeling that day, but some sort of cheese. Tomato, spinach, salt and pepper, little mayonnaise, little mustard. Mm. With Cheetos or Cape Cod, and then like Dr. Pepper or sweet tea.
Oh. Yeah, you got to have sweet tea. My drink's a sweet tea.
And we always have Oreos.
Always.
And that's dessert.
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Preach. Okay, so since we've hijacked this and changed it into a sandwich at the beach meal... Typically, when we go on that vacation, the first night or two, my family will do a ham.
Yes.
And so we'll have like ham, like sliced off the, not like lunch meat ham, like real ham.
Like a spiral ham.
And so my favorite thing to do is to take that, because I don't like condiments or vegetables. So my favorite thing to do is take some of that ham, brown it in a pan, then put it on that white bread you're talking about with some white American cheese, and then do a grilled cheese.
Hot ham and cheese sandwich.
Yes.
Dude, that will make a...
Dude,
puppy pull
like memories are flooding into my head right now from eating those.
I've made you in your life probably 100 of those.
Yeah. Oh, easily. Yeah.
Aw. Okay. My favorite sandwich is white bread, tomatoes, like a big beefsteak tomato sliced real thick with a little bit of mayonnaise on the bread, and then salt and pepper the tomato, layer of sour cream and onion chips, top thing of bread, done. Tomato sandwich.
We need a cricket sound effect, but I don't know if it's because like I don't know how to react. To that.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm sitting here like,
wish I'd had a camera on my forehead because I had three faces looking at me like, what the?
I wasn't expecting the chips at the end. I think that's what threw me off.
Yeah, the chips.
Look, I'm all about the soft and crunchy mix.
Yeah,
like I'm about that.
Okay,
because I like to kind of eat my chips as I'm eating my sandwich because
it's a texture thing, right?
Yeah, it's a texture thing. I like it. But throwing them on there, I don't know.
It seems like a risk.
It's a little risky.
It's so good. Because then the chips get like, they get a little wet from the tomato juice and the mayonnaise.
What was that?
We're going to edit that sound effect out just to not get like censored by Apple.
Oh my God.
I want one right now.
So was that your meal?
Yeah.
That is your meal.
Yeah.
Back to Kaylee. All right. Well, that was not my meal.
What's your meal? Tell us. I have to go next.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite meal after hunting or fishing? A favorite post-boat meal?
Gosh. I can't live this way. Like, I can't just have one favorite thing.
Just pick your most favorite. What was on your list?
Well, I like the fish fry. Oh, yeah. Okay. I can pick my favorite meal because I could have it morning, noon, or night. Fried fish, fried snapper, preferably. Fried by you or Terry Henderson. because yep. the best fryers. I pointed at Travis when I said you. So fried by Travis Thompson or Terry Henderson. Coleslaw and baked beans.
Do you know why that is? It's because Terry and I don't oversalt our fish.
Yeah.
We let the fish speak for itself. Yeah, and you can salt it at the table if you want some more salt.
If you want more salt,
well, I hear it loud and clear. And it's delicious. But I like to dip the fish in the baked beans or the coleslaw or both.
Mm-hmm. You forgot one important element.
Cheese grits. I could take or leave those.
Get
out.
I know. I'm not a carby person.
Take your tomato sandwich.
Unless there's a tomato sandwich.
Okay. Well,
okay, what's yours?
My favorite post-boat meal is Fat Boys breakfast.
Oh. Okay.
Specifically, Fat Boys Barbecue in, where is that, Lake Wales?
South Lake Wales.
South of Lake Wales, Florida. Like, after a duck hunt or bass fishing or whatever, you roll in there. Best biscuits and gravy. Best sausage. Fantastic bacon. Best sweet tea around.
And the dirtiest floors in America. I've never
you
been
You don't
there.
Look at the floor when you go to a restaurant. Like, carpeted. That's not important.
Carpeted restaurant floor? When's the last time you saw that?
Eggs. Obviously, eggs and grits. Sure. But their grits are the right consistency. Like, you know what I mean? It's important if you're going to mix your eggs and grits. For our listeners in Canada, grits are a thing you eat for breakfast.
Right.
Super important.
Ground part up of corn, basically.
You want your grits to not be lumpy.
Right.
And you want them to be thick but not stiff.
Yes.
Their grits are perfect grits for mixing with your eggs. Obviously, everybody has good eggs, right? You can't mess up eggs.
Yeah, it's hard to mess up.
If you go to a restaurant and they have bad eggs, you don't ever need to go there.
The only time you mess up an egg is if you overcook it.
Fat Boys Barbecue, to me, is the ultimate post-boating meal.
Nice.
But I can only get it certain times of the year.
Right.
That's more your like duck hunting situation. Yeah,
I hit it anytime I'm doing puddler ducks. So middle of the state, Kissimmee chain, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Fat Boys is where we'll hit up for breakfast on the way home. And we'll drive out of our way to get there.
So that's episode 36, Boat Snacks. If we missed something obvious, please reach out to us on social media and let us know at Cast and Blast FL on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Or you can leave us a review on iTunes and get featured on the show.
It's time for Keep and Release.
Nate, what's your keep?
Keep first, huh?
Oh, wait. No, sorry. I did that
backwards. Bad news first, always.
Bad news always first. Nate, what is your release?
So my release this week is Florida Sportsman Magazine's Instagram. Now, we do make fun of Florida Sportsman a lot.
It's
out of love.
But it's low-hanging fruit. Right? I mean, really. And we do like Florida Sportsman. I mean, we don't have anything against Florida Sportsman. They're just, like, ridiculous sometimes. So the last five pictures.
They're only ridiculous on their social media and in their magazine.
That's it?
That's the only places that are ridiculous.
All right. So the last five pictures of their Instagram.
Describe them for us.
I'll go newest to oldest here. The first one is a lady holding a coho salmon.
Yeah.
That was caught in Lake Ontario, Canada.
Florida Sportsman.
The second one is a lady standing in front of like a fish and ski type boat with a fly rod in her hand looking off at a thunderstorm coming her way.
Yeah, in probably not anywhere in Florida.
No, it doesn't look
like
based
really look on like the anything in the picture.
Like, nobody uses a boat like that
to fly fish
the ocean in Florida.
And it's an ad.
Yes,
for real tree fishing.
Real tree fishing. The third one is a guy holding a rather large smallmouth bass.
It's a nice smallmouth,
but not Florida.
Never seen one in Florida.
Nope. Ever. The fourth one is a giveaway for a Gravely lawnmower.
Yeah, it's like Florida Sportsman went. It's like when Rogers Sporting Goods has like a giveaway to give away 25 teal decoys and they say tag three of your buddies.
Right.
And I go and tag you. It's almost like Florida Sportsman's tagging their buddies.
Yes. And this is just in the last 24 hours. And then the fifth, all these pictures in the last 24 hours. And then the fifth picture is another giveaway. Enter to win with Gerber knives. There's like a mountain. There's like a lake and a mountain in the background of the picture.
I don't get it.
Not Florida.
I don't get what they're doing with their social media.
But the rest of it is like
tarpon and snook and redfish.
Yeah, it's pretty Florida.
Permit.
But the past 24 hours is like they had a stroke or something. And they're like, they're all of a sudden like forget where they're at. Like,
they're just sportsmen now.
Yeah.
Forget the Florida.
Yeah.
That's a great release.
Anyway.
What about you, Miss Emily?
So my release this week is an article that came out. I saw it on Twitter News, and I'm looking at it right now on Newsweek. And it's some, I don't know if this is a man or a woman, but they have purple hair. And what they're saying is, this is the title of the article, "Ask Your Baby's Permission Before Changing Diaper." says sexual consent expert. What is happening in America? I don't even know where to start. The first time I ever spanked a kid that wasn't mine was when I was changing their diaper. Let me just dive right in, because I went to change their diaper and they started pitching a fit like this had never happened to them before. And I went, stop it. And they stopped it. Scared them to death. Spank your children. Change their effing diaper whenever it's dirty. Worry about consent when they're old enough to understand what the crap that means. This is the biggest load of malarkey.
Well, let me say, as a dad, like, I think you should teach your kids about consent. At an
we
early
do.
Age.
We teach our kids, like, about consent.
It's not to make light of it. I just think this is a bunch of rubbish.
Can I change your diaper? No, I'm going to walk around with my pants full of shit for as long as I care to do it. Well, honey, you're getting poop on the floor. Sorry, mom, you don't have my consent. I mean, this is like, are you going to make them consent to eat vegetables next? Are you going to need their consent to make them go to school? Like, kids don't have the awareness to make these choices. This is insane. This is the end of America as we know
it. And not to jump in on that too far, but I feel like this is the kind of thing on both sides of wherever you're at in politics. This is the kind of thing that just hurts your argument.
Because it's so
because
absurd.
Because consent is an important thing.
Absolutely.
But doing something like this, like, weakens that argument, because then people will take it so absurd the other way.
Like, we do teach our kids about consent. Like, we have a brother or sister. Our kids are, we have one boy, one girl. And any time that Will starts picking on Olivia and, like, touching her, tickling her, and she says, I don't want to be touched, we stop and make that a teaching moment and say, hey, you don't have her consent to touch her. That's exactly how it works when you're dating or around anybody really in your life. Like, you need consent to do those things. And we make that a teaching moment. But that's because Will's old enough to know the difference between right and wrong. And
yes,
2-year-olds with their diapers full of poop are not allowed to make those decisions. Sorry. That's my release.
I think the diaper full of poop is the reason they can't weigh in on that.
Right. You can't even make the decision to go poop in a toilet. I mean, sorry. There's been a lot of fart and poop jokes in this episode, and I'm really sorry about it. They all came from me. What's your release this week? Is it me?
No, I'm releasing trolley motors. And at this moment, I have a non-working motor guide and a non-working Minn Kota. The only thing I don't have that's not working is a Rodan. So if Rodan would like to send me one, I'll see if I can break it. I would like for PowerPool to start making a trolley motor, first off. Because it would be amazing.
It'd be the best power pole, or best.
And I could deal with power pole's customer service on it, which is the best customer service in any industry about anything. But I'm just over them breaking. Like, I get the salt water and it's harsh and all that stuff, but that's kind of what you're making this thing to do, is to work in that environment. So it would be nice if, you know, they worked in that environment and I wasn't working on my trolling motor more than I was using the trolling motor to fish. So I'm just done with them. I'm just done. I'm out on, well, I'm not out on them because I got to have one. But I'm out on them philosophically.
Yeah, I got you.
Now, I'm going to do my keep first.
Okay.
I'm going to change it up because my keep this week is going to make everyone that listens to this rich. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Buy WWE stock.
Buy WWE stock.
Worldwide Wrestling Entertainment stock.
Okay.
Will, of the 2-Minute Will fame, is doing a stock project at school. And he and I put some money in and we bought WWE stock. He researched the stocks and this and that and the other, and we discussed it a lot. This is what we bought. And it's going through the roof. And there's, like, a lot of speculation that they're going to get bought by somebody and it's going to go even higher through the roof. And there's a lot of details around it. Like, WWE has more viewers than the NBA finals does. Or wow. than the NBA playoffs does.
No surprise.
But it cost $2.80 per viewer less to produce. So there's, like, a huge gap in there where they're going to fill that up. And the stock is public. You can buy it. I think it's $43. And it's gone up $4 or $5 in last week.
Wow.
A share. So get in on that. Get rich. Then come buy some Cast and Blast gear.
Yeah.
In our store.
In our store.
As a thank you.
T-shirts.
So here I am. I'm making people money. What have you got?
I'm not going to be making anybody money.
What's your keep?
My keep is a video game.
Okay.
Specifically Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
In an earlier episode, we talked about how I think a 2-Minute Will question was, what's your favorite video game?
Imagine that.
Of all time. Mine was the original Red Dead Redemption. And they came out like 8 years ago. They're finally getting around to making a second one. And it's going to be amazing. It's an open world, Western style. Like, you run around robbing banks. And
it's like Justified. As a
you can hunt
game.
And fish. And it's just really cool. They're finally releasing it this October. And I'm really excited about it.
I watched the trailer twice. And I don't even like video games.
The trailer's amazing. If you want to look at the trailer, just look up Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer on YouTube. Pop right up. Watch it. It'll make you want to buy that game.
Are you going to be gaming it up?
I'm going to be gaming it up. I'm not a big gamer, but that one I'm going to be gaming
up. You're
in. Yeah, I'm in.
Awesome.
What about you? You get the last keep.
Okay, well, I have a really good one. So your friend, Courtney Marie Martin, is an artist.
She is my friend.
And you guys need to go check her out. So ohanacreationsfl.com is her website. And how did you meet Courtney? Through the interweb?
I actually think we met at a CCA, a coastal conservation event.
All right. So you guys hit it off.
You've met her before at a Boca Grande festival.
Yeah. I met her at the art show. And then did you take her duck hunting?
Yeah. She went duck hunting with me this year. We're going to duck hunt some next year.
Yeah. She's just really cool. Outdoorsy, savvy woman. And she's from New Smyrna Beach. So she's a Florida girl. And she, on this website, if you go check it out,
she actually lives in Southwest Florida now.
Does she?
Yeah.
She's from New Smyrna Beach.
Yeah.
But what caught my eye was recently on the Book of Faces on Facebook, she posted a wood burning carving that she did on a cedar slab. And it's so beautiful. It says the original conservationist, and it's got a scene that she wood burned into the cedar slab of like a pond, and it's surrounded by
cattails,
and it's got the hunter and a lab and some ducks flying overhead and the hunter's taking aim. And I just think it is the coolest piece of art. So if you're looking for, I don't know, nature themed art for your house, or you just want to go check this girl out, I think she also does art.
Well, let me jump on that a little bit. She actually, those pieces are really cool. You saw it, didn't you, Nate?
I saw it. Yep.
The cedar slab, she does it on cedar and eucalyptus, and she goes and actually has cut the boards themselves and run them through the sawmill.
Oh, really?
And then she dries them herself.
Oh, that's cool.
So that actually came from a log she found somewhere.
That's awesome.
And then, yeah, she does painting. She does a lot of furniture stuff. Like, she'll take old dressers and she'll paint a tarpon on top of it, or ducks, or a white-tailed deer, or turkey, or whatever. She's been the featured artist at a bunch of conservation events, stuff like that. But she's also, because she's gotten into wood burning as a new medium, she's now doing wood burning on like your fly rod handle, the cork.
Oh, really?
She'll like draw a snook on there, or Captain Travis Thompson on there, or whatever.
That's cool.
So, and Scott McKinney from Darkwater Calls is actually going to get her a duck call or two, and we're going to get her to do one of those. That's going to be pretty awesome. So,
oh, very cool.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, I really like woodburn art. I used to actually do it when I was in elementary school. I've never told you that before. But her stuff is way better than my 10-year-old crap that I did at Haven Christian Academy. Anyway, Courtney Marie Martin, check her out. If you look her up on Facebook, she's Courtney Marie Martin, and she's ohanacreationsfl.com.
You're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. The podcast is the brainchild of Travis Thompson and Nathan Henderson. Make sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app, leave us a review on iTunes, and follow us on social media @Cast and Blast FL.